I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Cancer Society recommends that people at average risk of colorectal cancer start regular screening at age 45. Dr. Brenda Hoffman is here to provide details about colon cancer screening. Dr. Hoffman is a professor of medicine and gastroenterologist, and she's interim director of the Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at MUSC. Dr. Hoffman, tell us about the incidence of colon cancer in the U.S. and also the recent increases in cases in people in their 40s and even younger.
Thank you for this opportunity, Bobby. You know this is dear to my heart, having had my mother die of colon cancer at age 28. So colon cancer in general is the fourth leading cause of cancer in the United States, but it's the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths because people don't think they're at risk and they don't get the appropriate care. We thought we were doing a fabulous job over the last few years when we had seen the rates for colon cancer dropping in patients age 65 or older. It was dropping at a rate of 3% per year from 2007 to 2016. And we thought that was probably related to colonoscopy. But what frightened us was that we had begun to see that the rates for people under 50 were increasing at about a 2% rate per year. And ultimately, this number increased to the proportion that everyone felt it was appropriate to drop the screening age to 45.
What are the options for getting colon cancer screening?
People have different feelings about what they would be interested in doing, and not everyone feels that colonoscopy would be the right test for them. But colonoscopy is the number one recommended test because it not only detects cancer, but also precancerous lesions, which you can remove, and it gives you a 10-year interval. But there are some great possibilities as options for young people who are average risk, including the fecal immunotherapy test, or FIT test, which is stool-based. It has a similar detection rate for colon cancer, but less for polyps than colonoscopy, and that one is annual testing. One that's had a lot of favor recently has been called Cologuard, which is a multi-target stool DNA test, so also a stool test. It has a higher sensitivity than the FIT test, but it is more expensive. It can be repeated every 3 years. If any of those are positive, like the FIT test or the Cologuard test, then a colonoscopy is needed in follow-up.
And from your perspective, why is it so important for adults 45 and older to get colon cancer screening?
It makes all the difference in the world, Bobby, because a precancerous polyp removed has removed the risk of cancer. And if you have the appropriate screening, you can pick up cancer before it becomes metastatic, and that alters the life expectancy.
Dr. Hoffman, thanks for this update about colon cancer screening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.